Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care.
I'm just sitting here listening to that. There's a little break from all the political talk. Royal Oaks is our ABC News legal analyst. He joins us this morning to talk about the rumor that there's a second phone call between Donald Trump and the president of Ukraine. Any truth to that? What's going to happen, Royal?
Well, it's hard to know, but you know, from the Democrat standpoint, I think they have to hope that call a smoking gun of some kind, because although they certainly scored points yesterday, it really lacked the kind of political theater that would remind you of the Watergate era when the evidence was so powerful that even the vast majority of Republicans were in favor of getting rid of Richard Nixon as president. Essentially, the arguments by the Democrats yesterday and their two key witnesses were that there was a political motive by Trump to hold up money for Ukraine, that impeachment doesn't require a specific crime. It is an abuse of public trust to withhold money from an ally. That's sufficient. The GOP response, of course, was this is a whole lot of nothing. The president asked for a favor, an investigation. He didn't get it. The money got delivered. Is that really an impeachable offense? So again, it didn't necessarily galvanize the country and shift a lot of opinion. The Democrats have to do that to get a two-thirds Senate majority to convict the president and remove him from office. So yeah, there better be, from the Democrat standpoint, another call out there to bolster this evidence.
And would that just be another readout, a transcription, a loose transcription written by staff members similar to the first transcript that the president released? Is that what they're suggesting is in existence in a computer someplace?
Well, that's possible, yeah. I mean, of course, if there is no actual physical recording of the encounter, or if that simply is not subject to being revealed, then you're not going to know exactly what was said. Mm-hmm. But to the extent the transcript is corroborated by people who were in the room, and to the extent it bolsters the Democrats' argument, then yes, that could add a new chapter to this impeachment drama.
Have we heard anything in the testimony that actually crosses a clear line that everybody would say, no, this is not something you can do? I mean, I can imagine a scenario where a rogue leader, and I'll be honest with you, having worked in the Middle East, I saw a lot of people who they did not share the values that we've got. You know, you had a political opponent. The next thing you knew, somebody in their family disappeared, or they disappeared and their body was found 2 months later. I mean, those things do happen in the world. That's not what we're talking about here. And I keep waiting for something to be revealed that makes me, as objective as I can be, and I am a partisan, but as objective as I can be, where I would go, even I would say, no, you just can't do that.
It's a great question, and the problem lies in the very start of your question, namely, you know, we're looking for a clear line, and there is no clear line, because the Constitution says you impeach for high crimes and misdemeanors, treason and bribery. There is no legal definition of high crimes and misdemeanors. This has happened so few times, the courts have not given us clear guidance. So the Democrats' position is, well, we know it when we see it. It doesn't have to be a crime per se. It is an abuse of public trust. That's enough. And the Republicans have a different viewpoint. They're saying, well, there was no quid pro quo and so on. But even if there was, is this really something that justifies impeachment when we all know that the Democrats' motive is to essentially redo the 2016 loss, which they simply cannot get over? Those are the two competing visions being served up for the American public to absorb, and then ultimately their senators will have to vote, because you got to figure, if you want to go to Vegas and bet on this, the Democrats are going to impeach him because they have a clear majority in the House. But two-thirds of the senators to convict, that you might not want to bet on.
Yeah. I mean, they've been very clear from the very beginning that their motivation was to hammer this guy and get rid of him. And I just don't see how anybody takes it seriously, short of a transcript or a recording or firsthand statement that says this guy was going to do something that any citizen or any leader, governor, county supervisor would be thrown out of office for. You know, we'll see whether somebody can come up with that and whether they can validate it at this stage. Royal Oaks, our ABC News legal analyst, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll come back and see what your commute's going to be like if you just headed out to get to the office or school, and we will check on the weather. It's cold outside, a fair warning to you. Not going to get a lot better. That's next. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.